Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Blackerby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Carl Swanson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buck Redfern. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Grady Adkins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Grady Adkins. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Red Dorman. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Caldwell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Luther Harville. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Underhill. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Vern Underhill. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires strikes out. There goes Mostill. The throw from Sewell to Montague, and Mostill is out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Red Dorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a fly ball into left field. Blackerby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorman is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Dorman moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dorman scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to third. Bruce Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is hit by the pitch. Sewell moves to second. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville hits a pop-up towards short. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind misplays the ball. That's an error on Lind. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell juggles the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Blackerby moves to second. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Blackerby moves to third. Com moves to second. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is walked intentionally. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Underhill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Underhill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Dorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dorman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Swanson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ma still strikes out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-1 in the game. Shires hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackerby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Montague. Reynolds scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blackerby. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Lind applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops it up and throws to first, with Adkins covering, for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Swanson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Bruce Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Sewell steals second. Bruce Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Caldwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville is 0-for-1 in the game. Harville hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Caldwell moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harville. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Harville steals second. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-1 in the game. Montague hits a pop-up towards short. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-1 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-0 in the game. Swanson hits a fly ball into right field. Caldwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-1 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Underhill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Underhill is 0-1 in the game. Underhill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Blackerby. Underhill reaches second base with a double. Red Dorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorman is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Dorman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Underhill scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-2 in the game. Lind bunts towards first. Shires scoops it up and throws to first, with Swanson covering, for the out. Dorman moves to second. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Blackerby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Berg takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler pinch hits for Grady Adkins. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berg moves to third. Metzler moves to second. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berg scores. Metzler moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-2 in the game. Shires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metzler scores. Ma still moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds bunts towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ma still moves to third. Shires moves to second. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby is 0-2 in the game. Blackerby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ma still scores. Shires scores. Reynolds moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. George Grant now pitching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Com bunts towards first. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first, with Lind covering, for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Blackerby moves to second. One out. Bill Hunfield pinch hits for Carl Swanson. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is walked intentionally. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-2 in the game. Redfern hits a fly ball into center field. Harville settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, White Sox. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Hunfield now playing second base. Ted Blankenship now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Caldwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Blackerby who is chasing the ball. Caldwell reaches third base with a triple. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Caldwell scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, White Sox. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-2 in the game. Montague hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship strikes out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shires takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant strikes out. One out. Red Dorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorman is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dorman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-2 in the game. Lind hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Blackerby takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blackerby moves to second. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blackerby moves to third. Com moves to second. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Redfern hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blackerby scores. Com scores. It's 8-5, White Sox. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Berg hits a line drive into right field. Caldwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Blankenship. Hodapp goes all the way around to score. Sewell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-6 White Sox. Bruce Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Caldwell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luther Harvill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harvill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Harvill hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Blackerby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns pinch hits for Ed Montague. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson pinch runs for George Burns. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for George Grant. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt strikes out. One out. Red Dorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dorman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson moves to third. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-3 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. Jameson scores. 2 outs. It's 8-7, White Sox. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lind. The throw from Berg and he is out, Redfern applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Harder now pitching. Lou Fonseca now playing shortstop. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Com takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunfield moves to second. 2 outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Berg is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.